Thank you for calling me Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Jamie. I need to advise you that the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Jamon Stinson. I just put in my claim, and it tells me it says an error has been accounted.
You say you just completed your claim?
Okay, I completed everything, and it says it cannot be completed.
No, ma'am, I
put in all my information and did it right, and it tells me to call this toll free number, which I'm calling now.
Okay, but my question to you is, did you complete the claim or you did not complete the claim?
I completed. Everything was filled to the max.
Okay, let's take a look at it. It may just be an issue with our system. What's your full social?
Yes, ma'am. That's 420-21-6810.
And what's your first and last name and your date of birth?
Yes, that's Jamon, Jamon, last name Stinson, Stinson, 040381.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Yes, that's MCMILLIAN, Matt Miller.
Okay, let's take a look at it to see if we have the claim submitted. Give me 1 second. Okay, so it looks like it did not come through, Mr. Stinson. The last claim we show in the system from you was in 2021. So that means that we'll have to file a claim right now over the phone.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
All right. Give me that social one more time.
Yes, that's 420-21-6810.
Okay, so when filing a claim, I will be asking you some questions. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Well, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Two-year college.
Okay. And are you...
Science. My bad.
Okay, and... Were you about to say something, sir?
That was enough. I 2 years of social degree.
Okay, and do you have your driver's license number or state ID?
Yes, ma'am. I can give you that those numbers now. Hold on. 6931865.
Okay, and if you are proof of benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card.
I never had you wouldn't happen to have the old direct deposit number if I used it last time.
Yes, since it's a new application, it didn't save over. So I'll need it again. I'm sorry.
Let me see if I can. Might have it. Yes, I have that information on you. Are you ready to receive it?
Yes, sir. What's the routing number?
26, 20, 86, 56, 1.
Okay, and what's the account number?
Seven five seven hundred. I got more to tell you. You ready?
Okay.
My thing is, it's one of these. It's the right thing, but I might have. You might. I think I know where to stop at. I got to find out where I need to. Oh yeah, you don't need the check number itself, do you?
No.
Check number that I'm. Okay. Okay. That's why I had slowed down. I was like, oh, I think I'm supposed to give you all that. Okay, so let me start back over. 75, 700, 46, 31, 0. That is. Want to repeat it back to me?
75, 700, 46, 31, 0.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said the routing number is 262-086561.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared when you started. Can you repeat one more time?
262-086561.
Uh-huh. Correct.
All right. And what's your mailing address?
Yeah, I reside at the 630 Oak Harbor Drive, Helena, Alabama, 35080.
And what's your cell phone number?
You need a cell or a home number.
Primary number that you will use.
Pick up. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do me on the 205-873-9552.
Okay. So the current mailing address we have on file is 630 Old Cahaba Drive, Helena, Alabama, 35080.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Montgomery, Bessemer, Prattville, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
I'm saying, like, when you ask me these cities, which one is the closest to my area that I live in?
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Montgomery, Bessemer, Prattville, Tuscaloosa, or none of the above?
I would imagine Montgomery, due to that's where I went to high school at. Is that what you were trying to say?
I'm just trying to say what the question says. It says, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? I can't change it to make it say anything else.
Oh, this is like security question?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you want to make this official security questions now, or in the past would I have answered the question at the end?
These are your generated security questions for when you fill out an application.
It's not my problem to put Montgomery down. I'm sorry to take you all around the city.
Okay, question number two. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 215 Private Road, 1563. 2222 Eagle Mountain Road. 2992 Old Farm Road. 3912 Broadmoor Road Northwest. Or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Okay, question number three. Which of the following street addresses in Hoover? have you ever lived that or been associated with? 4127 South Shades Crest Road, 5982 Waterside Drive, or 715 Gardens Place, or 860 Bear Trace, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
The first one. 4582. I mean, whatever you said.
4127 South Shades Crest Road.
Yes, ma'am. I've been associated with that one.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. No,
did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government?
No, I have not.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked?
Let me pull up on my calendar. Hold on one second. July 15th.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Because I've been able to still work without having got employed yet.
Okay, we just need a yes or no answer for these questions, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have real estate license?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 miles.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
45 miles, roughly.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and do you work for a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. I said no, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. That's why I asked again. And what's your job title? And what was your job title? I'm sorry.
Thank you. Production with assembly line.
Okay, and what's the name of the employer?
Owner, staff agency. bones, fruit.
And do you have their phone number?
Not on hand. Dang, I should have got that.
Okay, and how long have you been working for Omi?
A year, and I would say a year and 4 months, well, yeah, 5 months we started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to need a number for them. You can either give me your manager number or the phone number to the building. That's fine also.
It's in my phone. That's why I was like fidgeting around. It's in my phone.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, hold on. Yes, there's 205-649-8100.
And I need the month, the date, and the year that you started working for this company.
I have to look at it. I took a picture when I did, so I'll have to pull up my pictures and see what it says.
Okay,
hold on. I got March 23rd, 2021.
Okay. And what city and state was the work performed in?
Vance, Alabama.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, it wasn't on that. Go on.
Okay. And why are you no longer working for the company?
Fire.
Okay, was it a specific reason as to why you were fired?
Cutbacks.
What is cutbacks? What is that? Like, you saying a lack of work, or
I mean,
what is it?
Just one, nothing personal. Just was something that they didn't have, didn't no need for my services.
Okay. All right, and did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
All right, we are going to give you a temporary pin to do your weekly certification. Your temporary pin is going to be 1081. Yes, sir. That's going to be your temporary PIN. When you call to do your weekly certification, it's going to ask you for that PIN number, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay, I hate to cut you short. Are you going to be able to compensate? Is this going to be able to compensate me from the day I told you that I was in the job?
Your last day of work.
The 15th?
Yeah, it's going to start from your last day of work.
Okay, then. All right, thank you. That's all I'm trying. I have stuff, bills to be paid.
Okay.
Keep on telling me what you need.
All right, so you have the option of either filing via the website or you can file via the telephone. So the website is www.labor.alabama.gov. And the telephone number that you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification.
I'm sorry, I got to cut you again.
205-458-2282.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I got it.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So this Sunday coming up will be your first day to call in to do your weekly certification. Then you have all the way until Friday to have them turned in. If not, you know, you could lose your benefits.
Opt out. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you also going to receive an information booklet. This booklet explains your rights and your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. That's our existing claims department.
Okay.
All right. So, Mr. Simpson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, made a mistake.